Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 8, 2024. The Miracle of Translating the Torah. Question. In the Talmud, an ancient source of Jewish wisdom, it is written, there was an incident involving King Ptolemy of Egypt, who assembled 72 elders from the sages of Israel, and put them into 72 separate rooms, and did not reveal to them for what purpose he assembled them, so that they would not coordinate their responses. He entered and approached each and every one, and said to each of them, "Write for me a translation of the Torah of Moses your teacher." The Holy One, blessed be He, placed wisdom in the heart of each and every one, and they all agreed to one common understanding. Not only did they all translate the text correctly, they all introduced the same changes into the translated text. This is how the Torah was translated into Greek. My question is, can this source be trusted? Can we say that this happened exactly how it is written? Answer: where is it written? Comment: in the Talmud. My response: so, why are you asking? Question: what is considered a miracle? The fact that the 72 elders translated the Torah as if done by one translator, or that God placed in them a single wisdom, one intention. What is the miracle here? Answer: the miracle is most likely that they all translated it as one person. The root of this was, as it is written, that God placed in them a single wisdom and one thought. Question: how does this happen? 72 different people write the exact same text without the slightest error. How does it happen that God places this in each of them? Answer: because it is God. And because these are 72 special sages at the highest level of knowledge, therefore 72. The number itself is the level of the highest knowledge. That is why they were able to do it. Question: can we say that if God instills one intention and a single wisdom, then God wants this source, the Torah, to be spread in the world? Answer: this has been said many times and also directly stated that these laws should be for the entire world. Comment: it is said here that they were able to reach one common understanding. My response: yes, that is the miracle. Question: reaching one common understanding is a miracle. If in the past, 72, 120 people, the Sanhedrin, made one decision, today two people cannot make one decision. 2. They must clash, each asserting their own opinion. How can ordinary people, politicians, leaders, or just individuals and families come to one decision, to one opinion? Answer: there is a lack of understanding that we are under the authority of the Almighty, and everything comes from Him. Therefore, by agreeing with others, you, in principle, come closer to the Creator. Question: do you mean to say that I am somehow agreeing with the Creator who is expressing Himself through another? Answer: yes. Question: if I can go this far, suppress and nullify myself, can I also hear what is being said to me from above? Answer: you will hear the Creator. Question: does this apply to both disputing parties, and families, and generally to any states? Answer: it is not about hearing what the other person is saying. Through them, you will hear the Creator. This is important. Question: specifically through my nullification? Answer: yes. Comment: you attribute such great importance to nullification. My response: a person nullifies their egoism, the most important thing within them, and desires only to work with receiving from outside. And from outside comes to them from the Creator. Question: are you saying that the miracle here is precisely this nullification? Answer: yes, that is the miracle. If we could nullify ourselves before each other, we would hear the Creator. But He is concealed behind what we say to each other without listening to others. Question: is He waiting for us to be able to do this, to nullify ourselves? Answer: yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 28, 2023. Fear for the sake of bestowal. exactly in the same way that the body is impressed, so should be the fear of heaven. Baal HaSulam, Shemati 138, concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person. Question: what is before heaven? What is this place? Answer: before the Creator. Question: but everyone has their own Creator. And how does this happen? Through working in the ten. After all, there is a fear of losing connection with your friends or not giving them enough. Answer: right. You should slowly remove these fears and instead try to feel love, affection, and a sense of intimacy. Question: and if you feel that you have a fear of the Creator, but not for the ten and only for yourself so as not to receive blows, how can this fear be transferred into the fear for the sake of bestowal? Answer: just ask, and you will see how much you advance toward it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 23, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person. What kind of prayer should it be? Question: as is known in our world, fear is based on desire. That is, if I am afraid of something, it will happen. Is it possible to change fate if, with the help of prayer in the ten, all fears translate into trembling before the Creator? What kind of prayer should it be? Answer: it should be an ordinary request that a person supports at the highest level he is able to. Then, the Creator cancels the fear that he caused in a person and replaces it with another feeling, a more favorable one. After all, a person no longer needs to feel fear because he does everything to rise above the degree of fear to connect with his friends and the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 23, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person. The purpose of disturbances. Comment: it says that if fear overcomes us, we must investigate and study that it is not by chance. My response: you must understand what you are asking for, or you will receive a reverse reaction from the Creator and will not be able to identify that it comes to your appeals to Him. Question: but, in essence, we have constant contact with the Creator through the ten. When I realize that I have become detached from it and connect this with the Creator, that He did it so that I think little about the ten, and through the ten about Him, how do I correctly engage in the work? Answer: the Creator never creates such obstacles for us. He does not want to detach us from the ten or from the purpose of creation. It all depends only on us. Disturbances are meant to make us even more attached to the Creator and to turn to Him with requests more often. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 23, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person. Connect your heart to your actions. Commandments are actions that bring the upper light upon us. Therefore, we should know which of our actions are considered commandments and which are simply actions that have no relation to the Creator and are called prohibitive. Question: when do we begin to fulfill the commandments? Is it when we already acquire the screen? Answer: no, even before acquiring the screen. Even if you do not know what a screen is, you can consider your actions toward a spiritual goal as commandments. If our desires coincide with the desires of the Creator, then the upper light helps us perform spiritual actions. We must bless the Creator for allowing us to evoke the upper light and, under its influence, get closer to Him. Blessing brings a person closer to the Creator as he is honored with greater fulfillment. Question: how can I remain in implementation of the commandments so as not to fall into the mechanical implementation of some actions in our world? Answer: connect your heart to your actions. Do not be greedy thinking that you will waste it on others. On the contrary, in this case, it grows and expands. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 16, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam: and you shall keep your souls. whole stone, complete faith. There must be a small stone, but it must be complete, meaning sufficient to keep the whole of the Torah and mitzvot based on the small stone, and only then is it called complete. Baal HaSulam, Shemati 170, you shall not have in your pocket a big stone. A small stone is small of faith, above reason, and a large stone is great faith, reason. A person must have a small stone. For him to fulfill the Torah and mitzvot based on faith, this stone must be whole. It means we must strive for faith, whether small or large, but complete, not broken into parts. Therefore, we look not at the size of the stone, but at its integrity, how much the integrity of faith allows us to fulfill the Torah and commandments together. When we strive for one goal, strength, faith, and action, we see how the Creator unites and turns us into one solid stone. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 20, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam: you shall not have in your pocket a big stone. What is the difference between fear and trembling? Question: fear comes to us as a result of the Creator's distance or nearing. How can we develop trembling due to the lack of connection with the Creator? Answer: think about it more than you do now and try to get closer to your friends. Be sure that the Creator specifically gives you such states so that, despite them, you still feel yourself moving toward the Creator. Question: what is the difference in the work of building a kli out of fear or out of trembling? Answer: trembling is more worrying, and fear is much worse than trembling. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 23, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam: concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person,